You're listening to the Get Fucking Real Show. Strap in as your host, Lisa Cherney, takes you on a ride full of GFR moments. From powerful messages to exclusive interviews to untold stories of super shitty moments before big successes. And even real-life confessions. Lisa's been mentoring millionaire entrepreneurs for over 20 years, coaching top coaches and tapping her mighty woo-woo side to mentor the best of the best spiritual peeps. It's time to bring on the straight talk from successful, soulful entrepreneurs, inspiring you to live without regrets, to create your legacy, and be unapologetically you. And now, it's time to GFR.
Life is too short to be a slave to your own dream, cause I'm working too hard, and I want to feel so alive. I jump out of bed because I love my life. Living on my terms, I know that I will thrive. Being myself, clarity will arrive. So I'll stand out and be J-U-I-C-Y.
Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 128 of the GFR show. I'm Lisa Cherney, and I'm assuming we've met at this point if you're here for this episode. If you're not, if we haven't, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a special episode for me, and this is the episode where I announce that the show is going on pause and I'm taking an indefinite hiatus from the show. And the purpose of this episode as well is to celebrate the show, celebrate you for being here, for listening, for tuning in, for supporting this Get Fucking Real mission that we've been on for 4 years and 128 episodes. It's really something to acknowledge, and we don't celebrate enough things that we accomplish. And every single guest, I mean, I was looking today at just the list of guests, starting with guest number one, which was as a gal, Karen Volo, who was in jail for over a year, separated from her kids over, you know, something that was a misunderstanding, and how she like dealt with that. And she was in another country from where her family was. And it's like, I remember like when I conceived of this show where I wanted to interview entrepreneurs that have been through significant struggle that then birthed their business or inspired or informed their business. I thought she's going to be my first guest. And then, I mean, every single guest has been amazing, and you can tell by the titles, which are From Something to Something, and you know what those somethings were. And so I'm really glad you're here. And so this is an act of self-love for me to pause the show. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that and what self-love means to me right now and how else that's showing up in my life. Because of course, I wouldn't be me if I didn't like share something that I've learned that may benefit others. I mean, that really feels like it's the core of my purpose on this planet. So I'm not going to skip that opportunity just because this might be the last episode for a while. It will be the last episode for a while, and I don't know if it's the last episode for the GFR show. Okay, so in the spirit of celebration, this is the 128th episode. We've been doing this since May 2019, and I just remember how freaking excited I was to launch this podcast. It feels, even though when this podcast launched, like podcasts were just, you know, in their heyday, it went like berserko during the COVID, during the pandemic. And so I feel a little bit like, you know, I was before like at least one big surge of this amazing phenomenon. And so if you're listening to this on audio, awesome. And I'm also releasing this episode on video as well, which is so funny because my daughter watches podcasts all the time. And I just like, that's not a podcast if it's on video. So I'm still like old school that way. But I just felt really called to see you and for you to see me, which feels like and what feels like a very important conversation and moment and celebration. So the show, when it first got started, was weekly, like most podcasts. And then the pandemic hit, and in April 2020, I made the decision to change the show to be every other week instead of every week. And at the time, it's so funny because you ever like make a decision like that felt so hard at the time, and then you look back and you're like, why was that so hard? This happened to me a lot in my life. So it was really hard because, you know why? It's like, I mean, this is what we're all about here in the GFR show, is going against what popular belief is or what the experts say to do. Or it's not like we're going against it just to go against it, but in order for us to GFR sometimes, we have to like really see why we're still doing stuff that doesn't work for us, or why we're not being authentic, or why we're tolerating things, right? This is what the 12 GFR commandments are about. So it was really hard for me to make that decision because everybody said that, you know, podcasts are weekly, and if you want to be successful, you need to do it weekly or maybe even more, blah, 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 blah. And that was such a great decision for me because it gave me longevity. So we've taken a couple brief hiatuses around the holidays, like January, end of December, January. For the most part, we've been super consistent, and it's worked for me. So, in the spirit of GFR commandment I got my commandments. I'm swimming in commandments. GFR commandment number 8, know that sometimes stopping is the most lucrative action to take. And in the spirit of that, I knew that I needed to make it work for myself. So just a couple other pieces of celebration, and then I'll share with you a little bit more about the details around like kind of what inspired this hiatus and, you know, why I'm feeling like this is really an act of self-love. So this show has been with me during some major things in my life over the last 4 years. And I've done 27 episodes that were solo episodes of just me. You know, the rest are with amazing, super interesting guests that have gone through holy hell and back. So if you relate to that, definitely you want to go back into the archives and listen to those stories. So in those 27 episodes, here's some of the key things that I've celebrated and also maybe not celebrated. So one of the very first episodes that felt really significant for me in terms of like coming out or sharing something that was like intimate is the episode 11 called How Opening Up My Marriage Juiced Up My Business. And in that episode, I talk about just the journey of non-monogamy that my husband and I were on for 8 years and what that looked like and how that really did benefit me personally. And then, of course, you know, how our evolution, those of us that are conscious, you know, heart-centered entrepreneurs, our evolution, you know, feeds into our business, and then our business feeds into, you know, us. One of the things I love to say is that our healing fuels our business, and our business fuels our healing. And I like to make this like kind of infinity symbol. So if you're listening, I have like one, my right, my left hand up facing each other. And then I kind of do like half of an infinity symbol over to the, from the right to the left, and then left to the right. And then I kind of do like this funky move that really gives you this illusion of an infinity symbol, but really symbolizes how our healing fuels our business, and the business fuels our healing. And then it becomes this beautiful cycle. And so that's, you know, a lot of what I share in that episode, how opening up my marriage juiced up my business. You know, it is kind of salacious, you know, to talk about non-monogamy. It's, you know, I think of all my episodes, that one really felt like coming out, like somebody comes out about their sexuality. So there's that, if you haven't heard that one. And some of the other like key things are the whole journey I went through with my mom, where, you know, at first I had an episode about being a caregiver and what that was like for me during the year and a half that was part of my life with her. And then it was about her showing up on one of my love fests. So I've done several of these love fests for liberated leaders. It actually was birthed during the pandemic. And I shared the recording of the love fest as an episode. And my mom, who was in the hospital dying at the time, showed up on Zoom onto my love fest that I intuitively didn't cancel, even though my mom was, I knew she was in the end of her life. I didn't cancel it because I always cancel at the last minute anyway. And she wound up showing up on Zoom. And so we shared that in the podcast. And then I share my grief journey. A couple episodes on that. One was about a grief sabbatical that I took, which was, again, one of those decisions that felt so hard. Like it felt like, oh my God, I can't do this. This is crazy. And then looking, you know, now I feel like, why was that so hard? So I took 5 weeks off. I called it a grief sabbatical. And so there's an episode on that. And of course, my grief journey continues. As you all know that are on your own grief journey, it continues in this May of 2024. It'll be 2 years, which I can't even believe. So, you know, I did an episode on this that's called Fuck Dieting. And it shares my like whole journey around my body and deciding that I'm no longer going to diet or try to control my food and the way that my body looks. And that started in 2021, and holy fuck, that has and continues to be an amazing journey of self-love and self-acceptance and, you know, uncovering my anti-fat bias and just woo. So there's that episode, and that felt like a coming out as well. So lots of good stuff in terms of the episodes that feature me and just like celebrating that this, you know, show has been here for me as a microphone, as a megaphone for me sharing things that I have gone through that, you know, that I've learned about myself and learned some things that I feel are worthy of sharing and that they may help other people. And so I'm really grateful to the GFR show for that. I'm grateful to you for listening, because if it wasn't for our, you know, thousands and thousands of listeners and thousands of downloads, you know, then the GFR show wouldn't be fulfilling its mission. So thank you for that. Yeah, I really appreciate it. And you know, I just don't know what's going to happen with the show. Part of me feels like the GFR, the get fucking real, like war cry of it all is feeling like it's transitioning to something new, you know, more about like liberation, like the Love Fest for liberated leaders, you know, more about liberation and our business. I don't know. But what I do know right now is that the creative energy to like create something new isn't present for me. And I'll share a little bit more kind of where my creative juices are going. So that is my celebration of this 4 years. Oh, and also the GFR squad. I can't forget you all, the GFR squad members. And so we had, you know, at the peak, I think we had over 100 members. And we did that for 4 years. We met monthly. And then we met monthly studying these GFR commandments, these 12 GFR commandments, our roadmap for getting real. These were just, oh my gosh, it was like peanut butter and jelly with this podcast was these commandments and having that be a through line through each episode where we talked about which commandment that guest really feels like spoke to them. And then a whole bunch of us would meet every month, and you know, each month was a commandment, and that was amazing. So I want to celebrate the 4 years of the GFR squad too, and that I completed last year. So let's talk about why the freaking hiatus. Let me take a drink here. Why the freaking hiatus? Well, mostly because a huge unexpected challenge came my way that is taking up a huge amount of my physical time, but also my creative energy and my just like things that I'm noodling on, you know, and I'm like in the shower and on the toilet and like walking around, like, you know, that stuff that sort of like takes up space in your being that you're kind of like working on and marinating on. And so it is a new client for me that is taking up a significant amount of my time. And then I have my unmentor pods still. So I have those of you know that actually birthing this idea of unmentor is also something that I celebrated in the podcast, and there's an episode on, you know, what unmentoring looks like and why do I call it that. And like that really was me realizing this like new stage of my work with people and what does that look like, and you know, really helping them to let go and say no and really claim how they want to do their work in the world, and do it from a way that feels good, and having the things that come up, that healing fuel the business and then the business fuel the healing. And so the way that I work now is and that I have for about 5 years now is one on people with one in a hybrid one-on-one with people, and then I have and everybody's in these pods, and it's so great and so juicy when you have the right people together that are like they know that their work is their spiritual boot camp, and they're just like, all right, bring it on. And then yeah, of course we talk marketing and sales and, you know, pricing and programs, and we do all that other stuff too. So that's still happening. And so between, you know, working with my unmentor clients and then this huge new client, I'm full. I'm full, and I before I had this client, I wasn't working really full time, and now I am, and it's been a huge adjustment for me. And it's super stimulating and fun, and it feels like a culmination of all of my experience over the last 30 years, both in corporate and as, you know, let's see, 1999, so like 25 years or something. Don't do good with your math, of having my own business. So the client is Brave Thinking Institute, which is founded by Mary Morrissey, who is a amazing spiritual teacher who has worked with the Dalai Lama and other world leaders, and about 10 years ago, actually right around 1999, we have a little bit of a similar timing, is when she birthed the Brave Thinking Institute, which she now runs or heads up with her four children, her four grown-ass adult children, and who the child who is the CEO of Brave Thinking Institute is the baby that she had when she was 16. And so it is the consummate GFR story of how the struggle really, really serves our mission. And it was through her journey of being kicked out of school because she was pregnant and going to an alternate high school, and then how her she got really sick the next year, and in the hospital is when she was introduced to the principles of what they call brave thinking, which I love, you know, which is, you know, really being deliberate about how we create. Well, dream building is really, you know, what they're known for. And anyway, so I am their offer strategist. So I'm their lead offer strategist, and I work with all of the leaders of the company that make offers from their different events, which they do like 25 events a year. And just it was such a divine like union. Or it just I feel like my mom had a hand in it. there's lots of little things where, like, when I talk with Mary, like, her mom also passed away in May. Her mom also comes to her in hummingbirds and butterflies, and there's like a dozen other like super crazy synchronicities, like the fact that they live 10 minutes, like the headquarters of Brave Thinking Institute is 10 minutes from my house, and they do most of their events, in a studio, virtually events. And it, if they were still doing all their events in person, it probably wouldn't have been a match for me. So there's just, I can go on and on and on. Every single faculty member, which are predominantly made up of her kids, they're just so great. And so that's my challenge that I've taken on. And so between my unmentor clients, my two small group pods, my unmentor clients and my one-on-one sessions with them, and then my commitment to Brave Thinking Institute, I am full. And I also feel like the show was, I felt like the energy was shifting with the show. Like, I always like never just guests would just come, and it wasn't a lot of effort, and I was feeling like it was more efforting. And so, in the true spirit of GFR, I'm really paying attention to something. I can go through each one of these commandments. Like, I was asking myself, what am I tolerating? What doesn't feel good? Predominantly, the GFR commands that I landed on are number 6 and number 8. So, of course, number 8, because know that sometimes stopping is the most lucrative action to take, of course, is super relevant. And that confession question is, where do I need to pause or stop, but haven't because of fear? And what I'm feeling is that I'm stopping way, I'm like, I didn't really have a hard decision on this one. Like, definitely was a decision, and I took a couple months to make it, but it didn't feel hard. I didn't feel a lot of beliefs and like paradigms that were telling me that I couldn't do it or it was bad or whatever. It was just, there were some, but I feel like I didn't get to the fierce place. That's what I really want to say, and I'm celebrating that. The other big commandment that really resonates with me, and this is gonna lead into the little self-love lesson that I'm gonna share here, is GFR commandment number 6, which it's not one that I really look at a lot or that is prominent for me. Like, the stopping one is super prominent. Number 5, make yourself your most important client. I fucking say it at least once a week, twice a week, three times a week to my unmentor clients. And we look at that because, their work, their expertise, and being able to apply it to themselves or expand it through work with themselves is a huge part of the unmentor journey we've discovered. So that one comes up a lot. So this one, number 6, is have faith in yourself and your mission. And here's the confession question that really resonated with me. What would I do differently if I had faith in myself and my mission? What would I do differently? This one right here. What would I do differently if I had faith in myself and my mission? And in the GFR squad, when we would get to the month where we would talk about that, the thing that always struck me, and it kind of reminded me today as I was prepping for this, people, like, I think when I first conceived of that or was thinking of that, what would I do differently if I had faith in myself and my mission? It was like, oh, I would open up an air, a B&B, a bed and breakfast, I would leave it all behind. And like, it was more like what, like big moves I was thinking, like what be, and I think that's still part of it is like, what would be the real business you would do if you had faith in yourself and your mission? Because, a lot of people come to me and they're like, well, I'm gonna do this for now, but what I really want to do is this. And I'm like, all right, let's talk about that. And for me also, and okay, and so what came up with in the what came up in the GFR squad often was I would be more I wouldn't stress so much. I would say nicer things to myself. If I believed in myself and my mission, if I had faith in myself and mission, I would I would, you know, launch this program, or I would stop worrying so much about money, or I would raise my prices. Like, a lot of it was like, even raising prices, I think, is self-care and self-love. It was like internal things. I think that's my point. It was more internal things versus, you know, external things that they would change. So when I think about what I would do differently and what I've been thinking about, you know, the last few months when I was making this decision, what would I do differently if I had faith in myself and my mission, is that I would let the podcast go for now. The reason to hold on to it, the reasons I was fabricating or I was internalizing from, you know, the zeitgeist that is, you know, entrepreneur and podcast culture or whatever, you know, is that I need it. I need that now, especially if I'm not going to be doing a ton of marketing. And that's the other thing that I feel like I'm kind of, you know, withdrawing or kind of like muting for now, is like the Love Fest and the Marketing Reset Retreat and like these, you know, clarity talks and all these things that I was doing to connect with people, to attract clients, you know, that stuff. And I think, you know, that's going to be muted for a while. And I was like, well, I need to keep the podcast because that's going to be my one way. And oh, and here was a big paradigm, a negative paradigm, limiting paradigm, which was that one of my core values is sharing, you know, having a platform to share what's going on in my life and like share lessons and feature people. And, you know, who am I without, you know, that? Where would my outlet be? And so it's been really a big journey, inner journey, to say, you know what, I have my voice, no matter whether I had a podcast or not, you know, like I always have an outlet. And of course, I, you know, everybody that, you know, is in my orbit is the recipient of my unique expression and my voice and my views. And, you know, what's really exciting about Brave Thinking Institute is it's a very large, has a huge reach. They have thousands of clients. They're doing what many of us that are in the coaching training, like, they're doing it in a huge, multiple eight-figure way. And it's amazing to be a part of. And I am supporting the people that are like, that are doing the training, you know, and for now I'm content being behind the scenes, which is feels good as well. I don't think that'll always be the case there, but for now that's where I am, and I'm really enjoying it. And Mary is amazing, and her, and she has the culture is amazing. Like they actually practice what they preach. They walk their talk, you know, which has always been a huge value for me. And the thing that, you know, we work on, like in Unmentor, right, is like that whatever it is that we stand for, we are standing for that in our business and the way we're doing business, the way we're marketing, the way we're selling, like we're being congruent, authentic, and aligned. And so, so I can't say enough about them. I'm very excited. So you can check them out if that feels aligned for you. They do this really cool event called Dream Builder Live. Yeah, definitely worth checking out. I think we'll put a link here in the show notes. So, all right, so let's talk about self-love. So what would I do differently if I had faith in myself and my mission, is that I would take a hiatus with the podcast, put it on pause. I would say at first it was just gonna be a couple months, and then I decided that it's an indefinite hiatus. And this is where the self-love comes in, because so there's like, let's see, one, two, three things I want to share about this. The first is that I feel like I'm being much more aware of when I'm not centered or like feeling aligned or congruent or even like resourced. And I'm aware that when the feelings of overwhelm and stress or worry come up, I feel like I just have, this might, you know, be super obvious, and it's obvious to me too, but I'm just going to share that I feel like I have a new level of awareness that when I'm feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or worried, that it is because I am not resourced. And how I define resourced is like peaceful, or like, I, so, okay, so here I'll talk about what do I do about this? So it is about stopping, and it's trusting that the overwhelm, stress, and worry is actually not real, and it actually doesn't require my attention. What requires my attention is that my inner peace is not there. And so for me, my go-to is meditation. I do transcendental meditation. I have since I had my seven-figure business, and that was like stretching me. And transcendental meditation practice is 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the afternoon. And let me tell you, the afternoon meditation is like a reboot. I cannot say enough about the afternoon meditation. Like before dinner, like 3, 4, 5 o'clock. It's unbelievable. It helped me be a better parent. It helps all my afternoon clients. But the point is, it's a little tangent for transcendental meditation, is that I know that when I do stop, that the things that feel overwhelming, stressful, and that I'm worrying about, the solutions will be there. And sometimes I've had where I come out of my meditation and it's already fixed, like the solution just happened. And so that's an amazing act of self-love. And I need more space to do that. It's kind of like counterintuitive. It's like, I need space to remember that I need more space. So that's the second thing I wanted to share, is that I need space to connect to how valuable it is for me to have space. And so with now working full time between my two sort of worlds here, space has become premium. So that's another reason that the podcast is on pause. You know, finding guests, booking guests, in doing the interview, doing the promotion of the podcast, like all of that, you know, and supporting my team who helps do all that, just takes energy, takes space. And so I decide I want to reclaim that space for now so that I can be present for this huge challenge with this new opportunity. And it is stretching me. Not like I have the skills. It's just like, it's stretching me having, working full time, having so much going on, and also, not so much control, right? Control is illusion, but not so much control over like deadlines in my schedule, because like I have gotten on board that the bullet train that is very thinking it's doing all that they have going on. It's a big adjustment for me. So reclaiming that, and also I could see that it is helping me with my next level of healing around, you know, that has to do with self-love, that has to do with making sure I have space to connect with how valuable it is to have space. Being more aware of when I am feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or worried, that I stop and I meditate, or I take a walk, or I have a snack, or I go outside, or I just do whatever. Oh, this is the last thing I wanted to share, which is the do whatever. So here is the third thing around self-love that is up for me lately. And I'm assuming it's gonna help you if it's coming to me to share with you. And this is something that I've been doing lately. And it is being acutely aware of how I speak to myself. Now, we all know about self-talk and, you know, the inner voice, and, you know, we know not to say super horrible things to ourselves. What I'm realizing is the really subtle ways that I speak to myself that is not coming from love. Like if I plan to do my Pilates in the morning and then I didn't, it's like, it becomes like the stressor throughout the day of like, oh, you can do it now, or oh, you should have done it this morning. And you know, you made a commitment, and like just all these like little like, and it's the best like metaphor for me, it's like a radio station that's going on in the background of whatever else I'm doing. And when the thoughts are love, of like nurturing and like I would say over the top tender, it does not mess with, like, I am fully being able, I'm able to be fully present and I'm more peaceful. So, and here's like another piece of it. So sometimes I get triggered. Maybe I'm the only one, I don't know. Sometimes I get triggered, like, and I am mostly aware that it is me. It is not that person or that situation or whatever. It is me, or what's going on in me and my reaction to whatever is happening, right? I think it's like Wayne Dyer who says, like, all stress begins with, this is totally not his direct quote, but I just attribute this idea to Wayne Dyer of like, that stress comes from not accepting what is, right? And so now something that I've been doing, so I stop, I meditate, I do all this stuff, but then here's the thing that really has been doing it for me, is I stop and I also like talk to myself like I would a young child, like just super like, oh honey, it's okay. It's okay that you feel that way. Oh yeah, yeah. I acknowledge, like, I give myself validation, like I would want from other people, like, oh, you did such a good job today. That's amazing. You worked so hard, and like that. And then I say, okay, what's going on with you? What's going on? What's coming up? What's coming up for you? Oh, you're feeling scared. Oh, you're sad that you didn't get to do XYZ, whatever it is, you know. Oh, you're afraid that they're not going to like you tomorrow. Oh, okay. And I talk to my inner child, you know, like acknowledging her. I give her validation. And then I ask what's going on. And of course, you know, I need to like unplug in order to do this, but it's been really interesting to see like the clarity that comes up for me. Cause I would, you know, I think often I will think, oh, it's because that person asked for a refund. It's a money. That person asked for a refund and you must be stressing over money. And then I realized, no, it's just because I really liked her and I liked playing with her and, you know, and I'm not going to know how it turns out, or I'm not going to be able to help her. Like, you know, and like, there's often times where I think there's like a sort of like a surface or commonly accepted, more common, like reason for the stress, you know, and then there's something that's underneath it that comes up. So you may drive by me on the street and see me talking to myself in my car. I do talk out loud, and I'm not doing this perfectly. And I know that what I'm like, how I naturally came to this is informed by lots of different modalities and healing, you know, sessions I've had. And, you know, and sometimes I just feel like we're all plugged into all of those things and it's all good shit. So whatever it is that you do, you're like, oh, that sounds like this or that. Sure. You know, I probably have been informed by all that. So I talked to her, you know, and I got to the bottom of like, it's okay for me not to have a platform, you know, it's okay. You know, I will be okay. I will have ways to express. And so just really acknowledging the things that were coming up for her, you know, and I'll tell you what, it really inspired this inner conversation little thing that I'm doing is telling Bella. So I forgot to mention that one of my episodes was with Bella when she was in high school, and she's now a freshman in college, which I can't fucking believe. And yes, we only have the one. And I've been telling her, like, I've been telling her, be nice to Bella. Please be nice to Bella. She needs you right now. And so saying that to her really helped me be like, all right, girl, be nice to Lisa. And really find my way of what that looks like. So So I'm taking more intention, more space, like days off and spa time and massages. And so, you know, this is, you know, space, time invested in the podcast is going to be reinvested in my self-care and my self-love. And so that is why this pausing of the show is an act of self-love for me. It gives me back some time and space. And it also just feels like there's some completion for the moment with this mission. And I, again, thank you so much for being here with me. Yes, I'm still have my one-on-one clients and my unmentor mission. And so if that resonates with you, you know, definitely reach out. I have just a handful of people that I'm working with, but it seems to ebb and flow perfectly. So you can, no false urgency here. You can reach out. And if there's openings, that would be great to talk with you and explore it. And make sure you get your GFR commandments. If by chance you got all the way here and you haven't gotten your commandments yet, we'll put a link to those in the show notes. And I am so grateful for this show and for you, and thanks for listening. And for now, it's over and out.